I'm super excited about our special guest tonight. I had the opportunity of going on a 5-star with them, and I can tell you they're just fantastic people. So tonight we're going to have national consultants, top 50 income earners, 5-star winners, members of the Millionaire Club, Mary and Richard Amoido. Mary and Richard, are you here?
We are. How are you doing tonight?
I am great. I'm a little jealous of Deb. She's up in down in Costa Rica, and we're here in cold Indiana, but excited about this call tonight. And so I know, Richard and Mary, you are the hosts of a Power Trip, so I have a feeling you're going to tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we are.
We'll definitely talk a little bit about Power Trip and a few other things. And don't worry about Costa Rica. I hear the weather's horrible right now. All the pictures I've seen is like it's miserable. Like, I mean, they should have brought their ski jackets. It's miserable down there, so I wouldn't worry about that at all.
You just got to work a little harder to get on the next trip.
But I think one of the things that was kind of on my mind as I was thinking about the past week and some of the things, and obviously the undertaking of taking on Power Trip, you know, is a big deal. But, you know, it doesn't just come together by, you know, one or two people that are really pulling together. It really comes together not just our local team and team of leaders, but it's pulled together by leaders from literally coast to coast. And it's, you know, it's a huge undertaking, but it's interesting how it all just kind of comes together. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you look back on the event and you can just kind of see all of the nuggets of miracles that transpired there at Power Trip. And then it's always incredible to hear just the victories that happen, the weeks and the months and even the years to come later, where, you know, we hear leaders talking about how Power Trip was the turning point in their business, whether it was for them personally or because they had a group of people there. And that group of people ended up being the next batch of leaders on their team that could really rise up and just drive the field.
You know, I know we've got a lot of brand new consultants on the call, and some of them are kind of may have heard of Power Trip before, and some of them are thinking, what is this Power Trip that you're talking about? Well, from time to time, field leaders host different types of training events that happen, and for the last, 10, 11, 12 years, Brian McClure, our number one income earner, has hosted a training event called Power Trip, and it happens twice a year. In the spring, it happens in Dallas. In the fall, it happens in the Northeast. And Brian is actually going into retirement mode. He'll still be around. He'll still be at the major events, but the day-to-day operations and the business presentations and Power Trip, he's actually turning it over to the next generation of leaders. So Richard and I are taking over the Power Trip in Dallas. Ray Monty is going to be taking over the Power Trip that happens in the fall in the Northeast. And what's really different, and there's lots of great training events that the field leaders put on, but what's really different and distinct about Power Trip is that on Friday night, Jerry Thompson Jr. and Chris Chambliss come to the event, and they do an open question and answer session. So on Friday night, you can come and ask whatever question you want of Jerry and Chris. Now, there's a couple of caveats. Don't ask consultant support questions or customer service questions. But if you've got a question about what can we offer this type of service, or can we add this type of tool? Why is it that we are in these particular states? I mean, there's lots of questions that you can ask. And I can tell you that over the last 12 years, the questions have just gotten better and better because our business has matured, and so our consultants are just getting a little more savvy, and so we're just getting a great quality question. And then on Friday morning, we have an incredible leadership breakfast that happens. Brian McClure will speak, Ray Monty will speak, and then Joey Carter, who is an original investor in Ambit. He's the former chairman of the Direct Selling Association. He's also a consultant in the business, came in as a marketing consultant, and is now an executive consultant. He's going to share about his experience in direct sales as well. So that's a great opportunity, and it's open to anybody. You can register for the leadership breakfast. And then all throughout Friday is an opportunity for you to go and do an office corporate tour. And so all that's available, and all the details are available at ambitpowertrip.com. And we've got some of the best leaders in the company training at PowerTrip. We've got people from coast to coast, and we're super excited about the lineup that we've got this year. You can see the entire lineup on the website as well.
So, you know, what's interesting is that, you know, typically the people that show up to PowerTrip are the, what I would say, the current group of ambassadors for Ambit. And then there's the upcoming ambassadors for Ambit. Why I use that term of an ambassador, maybe it's because a couple of shows that I watch, and I've always thought, man, being an ambassador for a country, that would be a really cool job. You know, you get to broker deals, you get to network, you get to travel, and so I really like the term ambassador, but it does say a lot because, you know, as leaders in the field, we are ambassadors for all the activities that happen around Ambitland, and it's not just your team's activities, it's all the cross-line activities as well, because one of the things that makes Ambit so special is that you have all this cross-pollination where leaders are helping other leaders are helping other teams. They're running an event over here, and, you know, that person's nowhere in your pay line, but you're able to send people to that event, and your people benefit from that. So it's just the ripple effect of support that happens across the board is incredible. And so I want you to think of yourself in terms of, you know, how are you helping your local business presentation thrive? You know, are you assisting? Are you showing up weekly? You know, are you presenting? Are you helping set chairs? Are you contributing to a business presentation fund that pays for the hotel that the leaders put on to do that? Are you promoting your weekly, you know, team calls that are out there? Are you promoting the business builder call that happens? Obviously, you're on it right now. But, I mean, I talk to people all the time that are newbies in the business, and they don't know the Sunday night business builder call. They don't know of PowerTrip. I'm scared sometimes when they say, no, what's Ambition? You know, or what was Simulcast? We don't have a team call. I'm just amazed at how many people are not plugged in to the activities that will support them in their business long term. And then there's the local other events that happen. Maybe it's a regional event. Maybe it's a jumpstart training on a Saturday that someone in your upline is putting on. How are you promoting those things? Because one of the things that Mary and I have learned really, really well, and I think we're still learning, but was from Ray Mani, which was you've got to promote things. You've got to promote events. You're like Ticketmaster. You're making sure that people are showing up to bring enough firepower and enough energy into that room that changes the dynamic of what would happen if there were less. And I think we've all been to what I would say a weak business presentation. And then we've all been to a great business presentation. We've all been to an okay training. And then we've been to great trainings. And now more than likely, the content probably wasn't different from one to the other. But what was different was the energy that was in the room. You know, the listening that was in the room, meaning, you know, were people on the edge of their seats? Were there standing room only? You know, was there a lot of laughter? Was there a lot of, you know, passionate talk? And that's what makes that event or that opportunity great is that kind of energy that's in the room. Well, who brings that energy? We do. We as individual consultants bring that energy. And when we show up in numbers and we show up in masses, then it changes the dynamic and the outcome for people who haven't experienced that before. See, our job as leaders is to get Ambit in them. And because there's going to be a moment in time in the very near future that they're not going to be standing next to you. They're not going to be standing next to another Ambit consultant. They're going to be standing on their own two feet, and they're going to be making an invitation, whether it be for a prospect to look at the video or a customer to become to consider being a customer, and they're going to get shot down. And it's going to hurt at some level. It's going to be annoying. It's going to be frustrating. It's going to be whatever it is. And so without Ambit being in them, it's hard for them to recover from that quickly and get on to the next invitation for whatever that might be. So that's why having people show up and participate weekly at business presentations, at local trainings, and team calls and big national calls like this is so critical, because we get poisoned every single day through negativity, through disappointments, through frustrations, whatever it is, it all adds up. And one drop of good information isn't always enough. It requires it to be filtered through on a regular, ongoing basis to make sure that you're in the flow of what's going on.
You know, I think about what Richard says about having ambit in you and being at the presentations. It's really, really important. I was talking to a friend of mine who does a lot of marketing, and that's like the career that she's in. But we were talking about, you got to find your tribe. Even as business owners, we got to find our tribe. She was focusing here in Dallas, they've got what we've got going on, what's called Startup Week. It's really designed for entrepreneurs to get training and development and tips. And she was writing about entrepreneurs finding their tribe. So it's really important for you to get like-minded people together, because it really is about iron sharpening iron. And that's part of the reason why you go to these events and you go to the business presentations and you get on the calls. So you get that training, because most people, when they come into Ambit, they've never really owned a business. So they don't know how to be a business owner. They don't know how to have the conversations. They don't know how to get past when they hear an objection, or when they, have someone tell them no. You know, as a business owner, we've been told no a bajillion times. And when you're around people who have been there, you can start to really adopt some of the things that they've said, or some of the posturing they have, or some of the skills that they've got. And we say it all the time in Ambit, more is caught than is taught. So you're going to catch a lot of information, and you don't necessarily know how you catch the information. Kind of like, you think about how you grow up, and you've adopted things from your family of origin, your mom, your dad, your brothers, your sisters, whoever that is, people who have influenced you. And you wake up one day and you realize, oh my gosh, I sound like my mom. Or oh my gosh, I sound like my dad. And that could be a good thing or a bad thing, right? And it could be a good thing and a bad thing all at the same time. But it's because you've caught things more than it's actually been taught to you. So it's really important that you find a tribe in Ambit that you can run alongside with and really grow your business with. And that's why these events are so important. That's why we've taken on Power Trip. That's one of the reasons why one of the specials that we're running that ends tonight is an MC special for marketing consultants. We did a 40% discount for marketing consultants to go to Power Trip, because we know how important it is for marketing consultants to get exposed to events like Power Trip. And the next big event isn't going to be until Ambition over Labor Day weekend, as far as we know. You might have some other local events, but I don't know if they're going to have an opportunity to get in front of Jerry Thompson Jr. and Chris Chambliss like they will at Power Trip, or like they will at Ambition between now and then. So we really wanted to give marketing consultants an opportunity to do that, and we really wanted to take away any barrier for them getting there. And so that's why we discounted it, because we know, as field leaders, we know how challenging it can be to convey to a marketing consultant how important this event is. And that's why we decided we were going to do a dramatic discounted rate for marketing consultants, because we know that if a marketing consultant can get to Power Trip, it will completely change the way they see their business and completely change the way, the opportunity that they see in front of them. They'll see a much bigger picture than they currently see now.
So with part of that is, we can teach anybody, any really executive, national consultant, and even some very seasoned senior consultants can teach anyone the mechanics of this business, understanding invitation, presentation, validation. You can teach that, right? You can teach them all of the things, the systems that are around for training in the business, for the calls, the BPs, the trainings, and stuff like that. You can teach all of that stuff, and people can actually show up and go to those things, but they don't realize that in and of itself isn't much of a difference than not going, because there's this X factor they've got to bring to the table. there's this thing that's inside of them that has to say, I have to succeed at this. This is something I want to, because that's the driver. That's the thing that when someone gets told no, it doesn't sting. It doesn't set them back. They don't slow down. And I don't know how somebody gets that usually day one in the business. That's got to be through, I would say, through a process to where they build up that rock solid confidence. And that can happen as an MC. It can happen as an RC. It can happen anywhere along the way. And there can be elements of it depending on how big their why is. But there's something that's got to shift inside them so they're not just going through the motions. They've got to be exposed to something that connects with something inside of them that they're not willing to waver on, that they're not willing to quit on, that nothing is going to stop or slow them down from hitting their goals.
You know, in our business, you always have to adjust your trajectory, and it's really important to I was just kind of thinking about this. So last night, our middle daughter, Vivian, and I, and a good friend of mine, we drove to San Antonio, where one of my best friends since, you know, I was 13, we've been friends for over 3 decades. She teaches at the Culinary Institute of America, and her class is the graduating seniors, and her classroom is a restaurant. So we went down to eat at her restaurant, and she said, you know, let me know if you need anything. And we did the whole 4 courses, and we were talking about, okay, this is great. We love this. This was a very interesting mix. Oh, that was too salty. That was too bland. And she was pretty slammed in the kitchen, teaching and training and making sure orders were coming out. This is a great restaurant. And this morning we had brunch with her, and she's like, well, okay, tell me the real scoop. And we said, well, we thought the risotto was a little salty. We personally thought it was overcooked, and we talked about all the different things, and this was really done great. The scallops were, like, grilled to perfection, the you know, all the stuff. And she said, really, I wish you had told me, because I could have corrected it in the moment, but now I can't really correct it in the moment. And that's, you know, and that was really great feedback, because she said, no matter where you go at a restaurant, especially when you go to fine dining, the chef prides himself on giving you a fine dining experience. And they really want you to walk away having really enjoyed your meal, because that's what they really strive for. It's for you to really have an experience that you can walk away from really satisfied. And that's why they do what they do, is because they love to provide that kind of experience for people. And I thought about what she said, and I thought about, wow, you know, I get that. I get her wanting to be able to instruct and correct her students in the moment so that they can adjust their technique with every dish that goes out in the kitchen. So it's a prefix menu. There's not a whole lot. It's not a full menu like you would have at a restaurant, because it's a teaching atmosphere. And I think about even in our business, you know, so many times I have a new consultant that's already, you know, they said, well, I don't have anybody else to talk to. I said, well, how many people have you called your room list? She goes, oh, everybody. I'm like, what do you mean everybody? Well, I had 100 names on my room list. I've called everybody. And you didn't get coaching one time? Like, I can't help you after 100 times of phone calls and you don't reach out. And that's what all of these little things make a big difference. So when you come to a conference call, when you come to a training, when you come to a business presentation, you need to come with an active way of listening. So I know a lot of people come to these things and they just listen for whatever they can get that's good, which is okay to listen from that aspect. But when you listen from, okay, what was the conversation I had this week? What was the approach I took this week? And what are they saying that I can tweak from my conversation this week that I can take into next week? So it's really active training in every moment that's going to really make the difference for you and in your business.
So I think sometimes what's a surprise for people, for consultants, is they think we're learning how to sell electricity or natural gas or solar, depending on where you are and what markets. And really what we're learning how to do is to raise up leaders. And in order to have a leader at some point in time had to be a good follower. So you got to look to see where you are. Are you practicing being a good follower? that's leading to the point to where you can lead a team of people that would follow you into battle, into the next event, into the next season of Ambit, into the whatever that is. Because that is what we're doing. Electricity and natural gas and solar really is just the tool, the thing that we use to generate revenue. What we do to build up a sales and marketing team is very different. And I think if that's not really clear to you or whatever doesn't make sense to you, then I really would encourage you that in the very next couple of days, make sure you get with someone senior in your upline, a senior EC or an NC, and try to figure out what that looks like. Because certainly every executive consultant knows that they have to learn to raise up leaders because they can't promote unless they do. And as a senior, you could have gotten there on sheer numbers of your own personal production. You know, you could have built a team of six, you could have built a team of 18, not recommended, extremely painful and hard to do, I think, at times. I've seen people do it. But then you're a senior consultant, and now you got to find five people, not necessarily your frontline five people, but you do have to find five new people somewhere in your senior code that are going to become seniors that are going to lead you to become executive. So that right there ought to tell you that there's no way that you're going to succeed to the top in this business unless you learn how to lead people. And then as an executive consultant, you're really learning how to be a leader of leaders, meaning you're helping leaders duplicate and build leaders underneath them, which will lead them to national consultant. So all of this tonight really has been around where are you following that you need to be following? And then are there areas that you can be leading in? And some of you, I know we've got anyone from an MC to an NC on this call, but it's always a good gut check. It's always a good check in the mirror just to see, hey, where am I following that I need to be following? Where am I not following that I should be following? You know, where am I leading, you know, right? And then where am I not leading that I should be leading? I mean, it's just kind of going through that to really true yourself up to make sure, hey, am I doing what's best for my business? Am I doing what's best for my team? And that's only something that we can ask and answer for ourselves, because we are independent consultants. We do not have employment agreements. We do not have benefits. We do not have a boss. We only have the tools that Ambit gave us to go build a business and create the life that we all said that we wanted. And each day we've got to go do that, whether we feel like it or not.
You know, Richard talked about really learning how to lead, which is one of the reasons why we changed that power trip a little bit. And we added some breakout sessions this year for senior consultants and executive consultants. And I know for us in our journey to national consultant, there was a lot of things we had to learn and a lot of things we had to figure out on our own that we needed to learn. And that came with time, and sometimes it was painful. And what we wanted to provide for the senior and executive consultants is really an opportunity to go in deeper with tried and true leaders who have already had an incredible track record in the business, who have already raised up tons and tons of leaders in their organizations. So we are going to have an hour and a half in the morning on Saturday for senior consultants, an hour and a half in the afternoon for executive consultants, and they're going to go have their own training specifically designed to train them in the things that they need at that level to get themselves to the next level. So it's always, always getting yourself to that next level, and what got you here is not going to get you there. So whatever strategies you use to get from marketing consultant to regional consultant to senior, that's not going to be sufficient for getting from senior consultant to executive consultant. And then certainly that is definitely not sufficient to get from executive consultant to national consultant. So it's really always looking for an opportunity to grow and develop yourself as a leader. You know, when people ask me what I do, I tell them I train and develop a sales and marketing organization in the energy field. And that's really what I do. I'm not just an independent consultant with Amba Energy. That is part of our job. But really our job, what we do is we train and develop leaders in our organization. And so this is just an opportunity for you to learn how to be a better leader in our business. And sometimes it's you getting out of your own way to be successful. And I think that only comes with you being around people and seeing people. And I can tell you, some of the greatest training I've gotten at Power Trip wasn't necessarily the content that I saw. It was really watching and studying the leaders at Power Trip. So even though we're typically doing some training in Power Trip, I'm always studying and I'm watching leaders. And I remember years ago, I watched Tim Mason, and I loved Tim Mason, and I loved Jim as well. But I watched Kim, and I was watching her interact with her team, and I was thinking to myself, man, my team doesn't love me like Kim's team loves her. I'm like, what is it that Kim does that I can help start to emulate? And I was just watching her and watching her, and I thought, oh my gosh, Kim smiles all the time. I never smile. And so I actually put in practice to consciously smile. And I actually had people in the back of the room when I lead presentations to like smile crazy and do a hand signal to remind me to smile. And it was a practice I had to put in place. But if I wasn't in that environment, and I wasn't in the place of how do I study so I can be a better leader, so I can get myself to the next level, that I wouldn't have even recognized that that was something that was missing. And I guarantee you, aside from Andy Andrews speaking a few years ago at Ambition, nobody's trained on smiling. Nobody else is trained on smiling except him. So there's a lot you can learn in being at all those events and studying all the leaders that have had success. There's leaders that you just naturally gravitate to because you like their style. It's endearing to you. It resonates with you. Maybe your values match. Those are the people that you really want to seek out and watch and study. You may not be get one-on-one mentoring from them, but you certainly can get some kind of training from them, even if it's indirect.
So definitely smiling is important. I'm smiling right now because I'm with you. And Mary's smiling because she's with me. So, you know, we're going to wrap this call up here. And I just want to leave you guys with a couple of things. One, we do have the MC special that is ending this evening, 11 o'clock Central Time. And so if you got any folks that you can, you know, reach out to and have them take advantage of that are new to the business, they don't know the strength and the power of this, you know, whatever you got to do to nudge them and push them over the fence, that'd be great. But Power Trip is going to be an amazing event. And, you know, Mary talked about the breakout sessions. Right now we've got Spanish translation is a little on the fence. We need probably another 15 or 16 registrations to justify the cost that's associated with it. So if anyone does register for Spanish, that they do need Spanish translation, and we end up not doing that, we will refund those people's money if that's what they need. So again, I want it to be a great event for everyone, but in order to get over the hump, we need about another 15 or 16 registrations for that. So push that as well, because that's not been done in a very long time. It's been years upon years. So I really want to bring East and West, North and South, and English and Spanish and every other possible background there is into this event. And so help us make Power Trip an incredible, strong event, because that's what makes Power Trip amazing, is the diversification of consultants that are all across the Ambit Nation. So keep on pressing that out. The other final deadline that pertains to all consultants is online ticket sales will end next Sunday, which is the 30th at 11 p.m. Central Time. So we'd love to keep that on a little bit longer, but really, if you looked at our front room right now, you'd wonder where our dining room table is. There is a lot of things that have to get prepared to start Power Trip on Thursday, which that starts off with a star-studded business presentation, And then we get the Friday leadership breakfast, and then the tours, and then the Friday evening with Chris and Jerry, and then the all-day training on Saturday. So it just takes a lot to put together as far as prep-wise and getting all the packets together and all the giveaways that are happening. It's, listen, guys, don't miss this event. I don't care what you have to do. Drive through the night, carpool with people, get 3-4 people in your car, get cars strung together, do buses like Max Sudmir does. Do whatever you got to do to make sure you're in around the best of the best and see what you can do over the next few months as you start charging towards ambition. So put the word out there, be ambassadors, help people get registered for this event, make Power Trip the most energetic event that has happened in a very, very long time. And obviously we look forward to seeing everyone on there. I'd love to do a promo on who our next guest speaker is going to be next week, but I don't think we do. We got a few people that are on the fence. So hopefully you are getting the newsletters from topambitleaders.com. That newsletter goes out and we'll always announce who the guest speaker is going to be for the Sunday night call. If you're not getting those, then go to topambitleaders.com and subscribe to the newsletter. You might have to check your junk mail just in case it goes there. But once you get that accepted in, then it won't go there anymore. And also, the recordings of all these calls are hosted on topambitleaders.com as well under the training tab. So make sure that you guys are completely plugged in with that so you're staying up to date, your team's staying up to date, and I think that's really what's going to be the key to success for people is having them stay plugged in to everything that's possible so that they don't get sucker punched. And we've got to help people become strong. We've got to lead them to those opportunities that are going to help them become strong. So, guys, I appreciate you investing time in your Ambit Energy business tonight. We look forward to seeing you guys and hearing from you guys soon. I'm going to go ahead and turn this back over to Amber.
Thank you, Richard and Mary, so much. That was a jam-packed call. It was so, so good. I think you guys wrapped it up really well, but I will just reiterate, as a marketing consultant, when I went to Power Trip, it was the thing, the absolute thing that jump-started my business. It was really what gave us the, we're all in, and it really opened up our eyes to how big Ambit was. So have your marketing consultants take advantage of that discounted special that ends tonight at 11 and get to Power Trip. Thanks, everyone. We're going to open it up so you can say thank you to Richard and Mary, and thank you guys so much for being on the call.
Thanks, Richard.
Great call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.